You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
Recently, I conducted a series of podcasts with investment professionals from Investec Asset Management in Cape Town, London, and Singapore. The theme was Investment Views 2020, and these podcasts are aimed at professional investors and clients of Investec Asset Management. Now, though, the company has allowed access to them for strictlybusinesspodcast.com. These are a valuable resource for any serious investor, and we will be posting two per day for the next 2 weeks. We hope you enjoy them. Welcome to this Investec Asset Management Investment Views 2020 podcast. With me is Peter Kent, co-head of SA and Africa Fixed Income. Peter, I was speaking to a colleague of yours, in fact it was Malcolm Charles, about a year ago, maybe slightly longer, and he was enthused by the fixed income space, the fixed income asset class, and said it's never been a more exciting time to be in fixed income. Did 2019 pan out like that for you?
Hi, Lindsay. Yeah, I think it did. When we look back as to why Malcolm's view was like that, I mean, that was indeed the desk's view. You know, the reasoning is ultimately inflation in South Africa remains contained. Our forecasts were for controlled inflation at around the central of the central band of the SARB's target at 4.5. And on top of that, South African bonds and the fixed income universe in South Africa were quite attractively valued, both versus their emerging market peers and versus inflation that was going to be stable around 4.5. So there was a valuation argument at the beginning of the year. And yes, indeed, that has turned out to be correct. There has been quite a lot of income on the table. Government bonds have yielded a significant amount above inflation, around 9%. Investment-grade credit has yielded a significant amount above cash, about 1.5% to 2%, and all in the context of 4.5% inflation. So that was the right call. And, you know, looking forward, it's a similar picture looking forward. But, you know, obviously, from a global and South African perspective, it's not without its risks.
No, it's not. And that's been evidenced recently by budget statements and the movement of the currency and indeed the capital markets. And talking about the capital markets, international capital markets have provided quite an interesting backdrop to the South African capital market and fixed income market. How do you look forward to 2020? What are your aspirations, for example?
So I think when you look at the South African fixed income environment and indeed the income environment, you know, you have this situation in South Africa where income is very popular, valuations look fantastic. And if you delve into why this exists and why it has existed over the last year, you know, the way we think about it, very big picture, is the following. As we saw with the mini budget recently, the government is spending more than it's earning, and it's spending more than it's earning to the tune of, let's just call it 5% of GDP. It's sometimes more than that, and it's sometimes less than that, but it's around 5% more than they earn as a percentage of GDP. Now, if you look at that, and then you look at our current account, which is essentially an account that looks at the flow of income and expenditure with our foreign partners. So it looks at money coming in and money going out with our trading partners. We run a deficit of anywhere between 3 and 4%. So in other words, the government is spending more than it earns by 5%. And as a country, when we transact with the world, we're spending about 3 to 4% more than we earn. So when you join those two, essentially the government is overspending, and we're requiring the goodness of our neighbors, we're requiring the kindness of strangers to lend us that money, you know, from the foreign community. So for this state to remain in equilibrium, you need an enticing interest rate for those foreign investors. So the current account of 3-4% gets plugged by people putting money into our bond market from overseas. And that deficit comes from our government overspending. So you end up in a situation where if you want to keep this in equilibrium, you have to run higher rates to attract that investment. So that's essentially what's happening in South Africa. The Reserve Bank is running rates higher than it normally would run because the government is overspending its fiscal dominance. And as a result of that, the rand, whilst it's volatile, remains in this sort of, you know, this weak equilibrium that it doesn't depreciate in a straight line. It remains volatile, but it doesn't depreciate in a straight line. So you have these real rates that are essentially enticing people into the bond market to fund the government. We think that is something that's likely to persist. So the rand remains stable but volatile. I mean, it doesn't devalue, but it's volatile. But then the inflation picture remains under control because the rand isn't going to depreciate in a straight line. But then you have these interest rates that are enticing people into the bond market. That is why the income environment has been so good over the last year. And I think we all agree that the government is in no shape to fix its finances anytime soon. So they're going to be offering these high rates to entice capital for some more time to come. So we think this income environment persists. But obviously, it's a risky environment. And you can see with the reaction after the mini budget that it's not a riskless environment. You're getting an income, but it's not a risk-free income, if you understand what I mean.
I do understand what you mean, indeed. And that leads me to my next question about 2020 and the risks and opportunities as you perceive them. With every risk, there's an opportunity and vice versa. How are you looking towards the risk-opportunity equation next year? And how are you positioning your strategy, therefore?
So let's think about domestic risks first. So clearly the first domestic risk is one where the fiscal situation is so bad that we get downgraded by Moody's. We then, there's a whole bunch of foreign capital that leaves the country. You know, it's estimated between $5 and $10 billion. You know, that's a significant amount of capital for the bond market to absorb. It would re-rate the bond market, by 50 basis points or so. So that is clearly one risk. Another risk is, the fiscus ultimately, in trying to balance the fiscus, they try and cut the public sector wage bill, and then there's strikes, and then output, growth sort of suffers as a result. And then you get into this sort of vicious thing that looks a little bit like a debt trap. Those are obviously the risks. So the way that you can hedge that risk in a portfolio is you can have some offshore exposure. So we have basically set up the portfolio over the last year in a way that has tried to take advantage of this income that's on the table that I mentioned, and with inflation under control, but then has a little bit of offshore exposure as what I call a warm blanket in case any of these domestic risks arise. And as we've seen over the last couple of months where we have had some bond volatility, that combination works quite well. So you get an income that is very, very comfortably inflation beating, but in the event that you get a disappointment in the bond market, the rand depreciates with it and it offers you some really good protection. That is the same way that we're going to approach the domestic environment over the next year. We're still convinced that inflation's under control. The Reserve Bank in South Africa is exceptionally credible. They seem to be the only adults in the room when it comes to policy setting in South Africa. So we are confident that inflation will be close to the middle point of the band. If it isn't, it would be a rand-related risk. And as a result of that, the offshore component would protect you. In terms of external risks, we obviously move into an election year next year. A U.S. election year. China trade wars are, very, very important for the global economy. So there are certainly risks around geopolitics. And then as we've seen in this year, the global upswing that's been happening since the global financial crisis is definitely showing signs of slowing. So there is a possibility we have global recessionary conditions next year. But we're confident with our offshore positioning and the potential for the rand to depreciate if any of those risks materialize, we're confident that we can, if the worst case scenario sort of realizes, give you something close to cash returns at very least, which again are going to be inflation beating.
Peter, thank you very much for that. That's Peter Kent, co-head of SA and Africa Fixed Income at Investec Asset Management in Cape Town. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Visit strictlybusinesspodcast.com and subscribe to receive exclusive content straight to your inbox.